Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, he never stops working, and he's with us today, the senior NFL insider from ESPN. He's Adam Schefter. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Good afternoon, Schefty.
Hello, Anthony and Bobby. How you doing?
Good, pal. Great stuff on the draft. Just exceptional. I mean, we talked for a week about the potential train wreck that it could have been,
yeah.
You know, with everybody in every different place, and it had entertainment factor. Certainly the ratings, we knew they were going to be off the chart, but great stuff.
Well,
and
let me say, ESPN did a great job. The NFL did a great job, too. ESPN, there were 150 people who basically left their homes, headed into Bristol, at a time when there are federal mandates and state guidelines to have buildings closed, and they went in there and again, just to give you an example, you don't think like this, and it doesn't compare. I want to be very clear. This doesn't compare to frontline responders, doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, people in supermarket stores, grocery stores, restaurants who are putting their life on the line every day, every day. But in this particular case, we're talking about a football draft, just to give you a little glimpse into the sacrifices that these people made. You know, yesterday I was talking to one of our producers who worked on the show. He left his home in New York and went out to Bristol, slept in a hotel, which I would never want to do these days. For 3-4 straight nights, and worked in ESPN, and got home, and his wife has a medical condition. So he says, I said, you know, everything all right? He said, yeah, I'm just quarantining in my basement for 2 weeks. I said, quarantining your basement for 2 weeks? He said, yeah, well, I was just in Bristol for, you know, 4 or 5 days. I was around 150 coworkers. I hope and don't think that anybody had anything, but I don't know that, and I can't have my family at risk like that. So he went home from Bristol on Saturday night, went directly to his basement in his house, and will remain there for 14 days until he knows that he believes he didn't get any viruses while he was there. And it's just a different glimpse into the world that we now live in. And again, like I said, doctors and nurses, they're separating from their families entirely. So it's a much, much, much smaller sacrifice. But it's just a glimpse into some of the things that go on behind the scenes that people won't think of. Everybody thinks the draft just goes on. Oh, that's great. But there are people that literally are sacrificing their families for a couple of weeks so that everybody could enjoy the draft the way they did last week.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's get to the headline here. I'm glad you said that. But let's get to the football headline, which is Cam Newton, I think. It's what are you hearing as far as what he might be willing to do? Because I think that's part of it. We can search for a home for him the most we can, but I think the other debate is, you know, can he go somewhere where he feels that he isn't the starter or couldn't even compete as the starter? Or do you think that's the only thing that he would be looking for right now?
Well, he's not going to be the starter right now. I mean, you tell me where he would be the starting quarterback.
Well, you think he could beat out Tyrod Taylor with the Chargers?
No. I think that they – but first of all, they're not going to do that. They got Tyrod and they drafted a quarterback in the first round. So that's not happening.
Well, I just think they're a really good team, and if they feel he's an upgrade, they could have him in their little window where they feel like, okay, the other team, I guess, would be New England. You think he's better than Stidham? We know
not
that.
Interested. Not interested and couldn't afford him right now. You know, so, again, you know, when Jameis wound up going to New Orleans, you know, I don't think people were talking about New Orleans as being a viable option at that point in time. But he went there, not for the money. I mean, did you see the contract that he signed, the details of it? He got 1 year, $1.1 million base salary, $148,000 signing bonus. Base salary is $952,000. And he's got $3.4 million available in incentives. So he went there basically for nothing, okay, in football terms. And again, tell me a team out there that has a real need for Cam right now and is willing to pay. It doesn't exist. So now you got to put your expectations out the window. You got to modify what you think you're going to get. And the question becomes, okay, well, where is he hoping to go? Where does he want to go? What does he believe in? What does he think is possible? And that could be anybody. Like, just pick a team, because you're looking at going to camp as a backup kind of guy, but what do you feel is the right opportunity? The only thing that you could say certain about Cam's situation is that he's going to sign a 1-year deal. It's going to be a one-year deal so they can be a free agent after this year. So what one-year deal? For 1 year, what gives him the best chance to enhance his value and hit free agency again next offseason and hit it big there with a starting job? What? I mean, you tell me the place.
It's the only place I can imagine that if he would be willing to take a pay cut, and Bobby can jump in here too, is the Chargers, because you'd have the weapons, you'd have the winning capability.
Not interested.
Okay. All right. Well, if they're not interested, then you're right. Then there's nothing. But if he's willing to take a pay cut, a drastic pay cut.
It's not willing to take. No one's going to pay him.
So there's nobody.
This is the reality of the situation. I don't want to take a pay cut at ESPN, but I did. Right? Like, what do you want me to do?
No, that's good. We're talking with senior ESPN insider Adam Schefter here on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, I guess, you know, when you're talking about that, Adam, you know, the landing spots are few and far between. You know, Jameis, you mentioned he signed for New Orleans for really, you know, peanuts, you know, essentially a vet minimum salary. There was, you know, rumblings that Pittsburgh was interested in. Their GM, Kevin Colbert, came out and, you know, shut that down. Do you know if there was any tacit interest there between Pittsburgh and Jameis Winston about him potentially signing there?
No, I never heard Pittsburgh being interested in Jameis Winston. That never was an option on the table in my mind from what I heard behind the scenes. New Orleans was interested. I think at one point during the offseason before the Raiders got a deal done with Marcus Mariota, I think the Raiders might have had some interest at one point in time. But that never materialized. They decided to go with Mariota. Those guys are in the same draft, right? And Mariota and Winston, it's interesting.
Yeah, one and two.
Yeah. And so it's not like Jameis had a slew of options. I'll give you one that's, you know, it's not going to happen. You just think, if I were Dallas, I would bring in Cam as a backup to Dak Prescott in the event that they can't get Dak's deal done. Like, that's interesting to me.
Well, what would they pay him to do that?
Not much. Not much at all. Mm-hmm. But that makes as much sense as any other place that you come up with right now. Because
that's the pressure. Would that pressure – I mean, if they brought in Cam, what does that do to Dak's camp? What do they say then?
Dak's trying to get a long-term deal. He's trying to get paid big time. They've been unable to get a deal done. So I think that what that would do is just say, what?
I was going to say that is it a dangerous game to play with Dak, even though you think inherently you would have leverage over him if we sign Cam, we don't need you. But they may obviously value Dak much more than they value 1 year with Cam. I'm just wondering, I agree with you
They do value Dak way more than they would value a year Cam. I'm just saying, for stability standpoint, in the event that they can't get a deal done with Dak, in the event that he decides to sit because he won't sign his tag, which again, I most people are not going to pass up $30+ million to do that. But again, if I'm going to get some insurance on Dak, Cam is as plausible as anybody else out there right now.
But if Cam is as you say out there and no fear of losing him, I probably have to wait till I get something done with Dak before I enter into something with Cam. Because if I enter in something with Cam first, I almost feel like that could really send this thing sideways. Although you'd be
I don't think you have any factor in him at all. No.
Okay.
Dak is seeking a new deal. Whether Dallas would pay him before or after getting a backup like Cam, no bearing. He just wants that deal. If he gets that deal, I don't think he would care if they sign Johnny Unitas. You know, they could do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. He just wants to get that deal.
What are your go ahead, Bob.
Well, with the recent retirement, Adam, of Joe Staley, it came kind of abruptly, I think, to the nation at large. Now, I think, you know, he had been talking with the Niners about that, and they didn't necessarily seem blindsided by it, but – you know, could you talk a little bit about the timeline of it? And then, you know, with the trade for Trent Williams, was there any other possibilities of places that he could go after that first round? Or was there any other place that he was going to agree to go?
I think he wanted to go to San Francisco. They spoke to Minnesota. They spoke to Cleveland. Both teams drafted. Offensive tackle is pretty high. The Rams had a conversation, but that never was going to work out. So it just never materialized. It was, San Francisco was the place he wanted to go.
What are your thoughts on the fun little conversation here we can have with Aaron Rodgers and the situation with the Packers and trading up to get Love and all that?
I think that it's a situation where basically when you go out and trade up, when you trade up, at that point in time, you put Aaron Rodgers on the clock. And I know the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, said he's not on the clock. That's not what this is about. But, I still believe what I believe. You can't trade up for a quarterback and tell me that Aaron Rodgers isn't on the clock. Right? I mean, it's just it's a big statement. And I was in Denver when the Broncos drafted Tommy Maddox in a similar spot in the first round and bypassed Carl Pickens at the time, who went on to play for the Bengals. And I remember at the time John Elway was not happy when they're trying to compete for a Super Bowl and they're drafting a successor instead, right? So, and I would imagine it's similar with Aaron Rodgers, that, like, if you asked him to come up with something that was going to help this team get back to the NFC Championship game, then this would not be it. The quarterback would not be the solution. It would be a wide receiver that could help him. It would be a tight end, a running back, whatever it would be. And they went and got a running back in round two. But in the deepest wide receiver draft maybe ever, the Packers drafted exactly zero wide receivers. And you can't tell me that they don't need help at that position. They sure could use one.
Yeah, it reeks of some kind of like split, even though there isn't going to be a split. I mean, they can't. I mean, they're going to pay him. He's going to be there. He's going to hold off Love for at least a couple, 3 years, I would think. And unless something crazy happens before then, you don't see anything changing there, do you?
Well, no, they contractually obligated to him. They're really kind of handcuffed financially. But again, it's a situation where you pick the other guy, you're on the clock.
Yeah. Good stuff, Adam. And I hope you get a little wind down time here. And we appreciate your insight, pal.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Appreciate you having me. All good. I hope you guys be well and stay safe.
Yep. Sounds good. Thanks. Adam Schefter on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.